This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's something new. I'm actually here today, which
Yay!
Has not been the case, and I apologize for that. A little bit of a crisis last week. At some point, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I don't think it's going to be today, but I'm trying to power through here. And what a Friday! How you know I missed Friday, and honestly, and I think Sue and Fred, you know this. When things are happening, I do not like to not be here.
Uh-huh.
Now, I certainly wanted to be here for the roundtable on Friday. I had no idea that it would be a massive tornado that came through St. Louis, and I wasn't feeling very well on Friday, and I'm in my basement. And I've told you guys this, that if you watch that Joplin tornado doc that's on Netflix, you will never, ever react the same way when you hear tornado sirens go off. You just won't. When
I
you
bet.
See what happened to these people.
Ooh.
And I think there are, you know, tens of thousands, if not more, of St. Louisans that may have that exact same reaction based on what happened Friday. And Fred, you even said, I didn't know it was as daunting here in this building, right? You said you were a little freaked out.
Yeah, it really was. Usually I can just blow this stuff off and just say, it's what happens and we're always safe. But I guess if you go back to like it was maybe 2:45-ish and it just sounded really bad. I mean, the way the wind was blowing and the like machine gun sounds against the windows of the rain, it was scary. And I get a text from Jane, who's in the parking garage, Jane Duker, coming in for the roundtable, say, hey, let me in quickly. It's bad out here. And by the time I get to her, she's like, hey, Jeff Rainford, you know, one of your guests for the roundtable just turned around and left because something hit his home. So, yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, and we're going to start with Jeff because I did communicate with him, and thankfully everyone is safe. But how are you this afternoon?
We're going to be fine. First of all, let me thank you, Mark, and everybody else for your well wishes. You too, Fred. Yeah, so I got to the station on Friday about 2:45, and Janet called me and my wife, and you can imagine how frantic she is. And she really was so frantic she couldn't describe what happened. And we live 5 doors down from Forest Park, and I think everybody's seen on the news what happened to Forest Park. Well, that's what happened to our block. And we had 2 trees, one of them probably 4.5-5 feet across, probably weighs, I'm guessing, 3 or 4 tons, that snapped near the base and fell on our house and smashed the front of the house. And the tree about half as big snapped in the back and fell on the garage and poked a hole in the garage and knocked out windows and everything. The great news is Janet and our 2 dogs were home and they were not harmed. And the house seems to be structurally sound, so we'll recover. So to answer your question, we are a lot better off on Monday at this time at 3:09 than we were Friday at 3:09.
And then what about the surrounding, the general area? Because this thing had a wide path, really.
Yeah, so within 3 or 4 blocks of our, let's just take Forest Park, right, from north to south. And if you go through Forest Park and then back, I don't know what it's like, by the way, in the eastern side of Forest Park. I haven't been over there yet, but I've been in the park and everything west of Forest Park. So probably from, I would say, Clayton Road over to Big Bend, every block has just trees down everywhere, blue tarps. I have a blue tarp, 2 blue tarps on my roof and 1 on my garage. There are blue tarps up on the roof. There's giant, I mean, these trees in this part of the city are ginormous, and this storm was strong enough that it didn't matter. We probably had the biggest, most strongest, healthiest tree on the block, and it snapped almost down by the ice. Probably got hit by lightning or something, but it, you know, there's debris everywhere. You know, it's really simple to say. It looks like a tornado hit the neighborhood.
Hey, Jeff, how did you even get to your house?
So that's the crazy thing. That you know, you have to ask Dave Murray or, you know, your meteorologist. So by the time I got back to my house, so I was down about 2:45. I arrived at the station. I was in the parking lot, and Janet called me, and then I saw Jane and said, Jane, hey, I got to go home. I don't know what happened, but I think the storm hit us. By the time I got back to my neighborhood, which was pretty quick, about 15 minutes, the wind was probably 10 miles an hour, and it was sunny out. So it had already cleared. Now, I probably went through it, or maybe it hit downtown while I was in the garage, but by the time I got home, it was gone. It was partly cloudy, partly sunny, and the wind had stopped, and I got to the house, and it looked like, you know, it looked like nothing. It looked, I went down to Joplin. Mark mentioned Joplin. I got down there a month later, so they cleaned up a lot of it, but it looked like, in my neighborhood, it looked like, you know, Joplin did after it got hit by the tornado, because we have so many big mature trees, and I'd say probably 25% of them got knocked over within that geographic area I mentioned. So it's crazy. And it's really crazy because, remember, I used to be a reporter. I was at KMOX and then Channel 4, so I covered these things. And then when I was in the mayor's office, you know, we probably had 7 or 8 really bad storms, from ice storms to this kind of thing, you know, but it was always somebody else, and we never had any damage from anything. Even the flood of 93, we didn't have water in the basement. And then to get home and see your house, you know, under this pile of these 2 massive trees was a little shocking, but it was really bad for my wife, who, when she was home, but she feels a lot better about it today than she did on Friday, mostly because guys like you and other people have been so great in calling and offering support.
Jeff, I am so sorry, by the way, that this happened. Let me ask you about electricity. Is it still out? Did it come and go? What was the situation?
Oh, no, it is way out.
Oh.
So we're probably a week to 10 days from getting power back, I would guess. So we have power poles, electric poles that are lying on, we have 2 lying on their side in the alley near our house. I don't think Ameren's will be able to get at that until the tree and the debris and everything is cleared up. So we have a neighborhood leader, kind of an HOA kind of thing, and he's been trying to get answers from Ameren. And today he talked to a supervisor who said he thought it would be a week, but he hoped it would be sooner, but he thought it would be a week. And you can see why. I mean, you know, they can't get at the lines until the trees are gone, and it's going to take a couple of days, a couple more days to get all of the debris out of the way, and then they can start hopefully putting the poles and the lines back up. As a matter of fact, I think there's an Ameren truck passing me by or right behind me where I'm standing right now.
As following this as close as I've tried to follow it over the weekend, I had no idea that the power situation was still that bad. I really didn't. That's
yeah,
staggering.
It is, but yeah, so we kind of expected it, given how bad the damage was. I also think, you know, just to be fair, listen, what happened in our neighborhood is bad, but we are a, you know, middle class to upper middle class neighborhood. Most of us have pretty good insurance. And while you can't bring back 100-year-old trees, our neighborhood will rebuild, and it'll be, you know, it'll be as good as it ever was a year from now. You know, 3 or 4 miles to the northeast of us, I don't know what's going to happen. So nobody in my neighborhood's been like, hey, let's call Ameren and get them over here, because we know some of our neighbors are far worse off than we are. And, you know, we thank our lucky stars that nobody in this neighborhood even got hurt. Yeah, our houses got damaged, but we'll be able to rebuild those. you know, and we have good insurance. It's not going to, you know, it'll disrupt their lives, but it's not going to be life-changing. Unfortunately, for some of our neighbors 3 or 4 miles to the northeast, this is unfortunately life-changing. And we're not going to be like, hey, get to us, get to us. We understand there are people in more dire circumstances.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, for so many of us who have never gone through this, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling. What's the first thing you did when you got home? How do you seek help? How did you even get tarps?
Right. So what I knew from my time as a reporter and in the mayor's office is that if you have an opening in your house, a hole in your roof, you've got to get that covered up before it rains, or what is a bad situation, you could ruin your entire house if you have a hole in your roof and it rains in. So I knew right away, I mean, the amount of debris on my house, you know, I have pictures and, you know, I'll send you guys pictures, but it was astonishing how much it was. So the first thing we did is call our insurance company, and they sent a roofing guy out. He just looked at it and laughed and said, I can't even get up on the roof with all that debris. But he had a tree guy, so he got me a tree guy right away. And though, now you have to overpay in this market, right? And you just can't, not the time to argue or barter. So they got to work right away, and 24 hours later, they had the debris off the house and had put plywood from inside to cover the hole and then had tarped it. So we have a tarp over the house in 2 different places. Now, I will say, you know, he probably prioritized me because, you know, my neighbors who have down trees and down limbs, but it's not lying on their houses and they don't have holes in it, they can kind of take their sweet time. But we had to do a rush job because if it, you know, rained like it's going to rain tonight and your house is open to the elements, that's going to really be a problem. So we had to move quickly. And fortunately, we were lucky enough to find a crew that worked really pretty much nonstop, except for sleeping for a day and a half. And they were able to get it done in time. So I'm also very thankful to them.
Good. And I hope the whole street is that way. I just hope the whole area can have enough people. Jeff, are you living with someone else? Where are you guys? What do you do when this happens?
Yeah, so we have friends about 4 miles away, and we have stayed at their house every night. And then my mother-in-law lives over in Granite City. She was without power, but her power is on. So we'll probably go stay with her for a few days. And once it'll be up to me and the insurance company to sort of determine if the house is livable. It's not livable without power, but if the power comes on, it's, you know, borderline on whether we could actually maybe even live in the house. If we don't, and I, you know, I don't mind being transparent about it, our insurance covers temporary housing for up to a year. So, you know, we'll end up being covered one way or the other. But friends, for the first 3 or 4 days, you know, you always say guests are like dead fish. They start stinking after 3 days. So we're leaving them and going to go over to my mother-in-law's house for a little while.
Hey, I have a guest room. I mean, I'm going to charge you. I'm going to upcharge you on the rent. But if you do need a place, I'm there for you, Rainford, just so you know.
You know what? As far as the rent goes, I don't care about it because the insurance company will be paying for it. What do I care?
Hey, this could be a win-win. I am shocked just by the devastation that I've seen, you know, in the limited on local television and on Twitter, that more people weren't killed. I know that we lost, what, five people?
Yeah.
You even said that maybe somebody died in Carondelet Park. It's a miracle that more people weren't killed given the level of devastation.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I think you guys were talking about whether people take seriously the sirens and the warnings and stuff. The warning was the last minute because this storm came together fast, but one of my neighbors was telling a story about how one of the other neighbors was outside digging a hole, and he decided to keep digging one last hole before he went to the basement, and the storm caught him, and he was actually outside when the storm blew over.
Oh.
I mean, one of these trees falls on you. There is no, I mean, we had a smaller tree, probably about a foot across, that the big tree fell on and just crushed it. So if one of these trees falls on you, you're in your car, you're anywhere, you know, forget about it. I mean, like I said, these trees are big enough that they've got to weigh several tons. Now, I will say this, the housing stock here is pretty solid. So if it felt like ours fell on the house and my wife was inside it and it scared the bejesus out of her, but there was very little chance, as long as she was inside that and down in the basement, there was very little chance. So, you know, maybe people are taking the warnings seriously. And, you know, got out of the way, or maybe it was just luck.
You know, you obviously, and we often identify you this way, it's been a little while, but you were chief of staff for Mayor Slay. You've been involved in city politics. What would you say at this point about the response of the city? Look, this is a huge test for a brand new mayor.
It's funny. because Nancy Haas, her chief of staff, and I have been getting to know each other, chief of staff, the former chief of staff, and I'll send a suggestion. Like today I said, hey, you may want to ease the red tape so you can encourage people to rebuild. And she said, we have already eased the regulations around building permits and that kind of thing. So it's like every time I say, oh, you know, maybe you should open up some shelters because some people are going to be without housing. Yeah, the Red Cross already has three open. I think they're doing great. I will tell you the hardest part for them, not for people, but for them is the cleanup. It's very complicated and very messy and, most importantly, very expensive. But what I'm really encouraged about is in this day of partisan rancor, to see the mayor, who I think is doing a very good job along with her staff, and the Governor Kehoe and Senator Schmidt all saying, hey, we're all going to help each other, to somebody who's kind of in the middle of it, even though I'm pretty self-sufficient, it made me feel a lot better about things. And she's already done something like the city hadn't done this in the past. She's like, put all your debris out on the curb. In the past, they would have said, oh, you got to bring it to five stations or whatever. So I think that so far they've been one step ahead of everything, which for a new administration is a tough thing. It's probably a combination of the mayor and Nancy Haas, and they've got some veteran people in the right places. So
well, that's
I
good.
Think they're
yeah.
doing good so far.
And I did see, how the governor and Senator Schmidt and Kara got, right in front of this. You want to see that. You want to see leadership in a moment like this, and you want people to come together. Hell, I'll go over and pick up debris. You show me where I can pick up debris, and I'm not very strong, but I would pick up debris. By the way, I'm going to mention one thing. Hang on, Jeff. If you go to 971talk.com, if you are in need of resources, we have a list up there that has been compiled and, opportunities to get involved. So there is something up on our website if you do want to get involved or if you need assistance at 971talk.com. Go ahead, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To say something else?
Yeah, so I think what's going to happen for folks, who are, Monday through Friday, they're busy, right? They got to take the kids to school, they got to go to work and all that. I think the mayor's organizing a Forest Park cleanup, which I think is going to maybe as soon as this weekend. And I think if people, like, they can only do it on the weekend, obviously through the United Way, through, some of the other charities, you can do some stuff that's really necessary in North St. Louis. But if you're busy Monday through Friday, I think there's going to be a massive need in Forest Park. And it really will be kind of a cool way for the whole region to come together around one of the region's jewels. Because I did walk through Forest Park the other day, and it got slammed.
Yeah, Well, I think a lot of people would want to help up. I was rather shocked, and you know, now we've had other storms from other parts of the country, but this drew a lot of national and even international attention. I don't know, and I apologize for doing this in the middle of a crisis, but the BBC reached out to me because they had come here during the election, and they were asking for some resources, and I think I gave them your name, and I apologize if I did that without asking you. But, you know, there was a lot of attention on St. Louis, and I think it was that view from the arch, too.
Oh,
you saw,
yeah, that
you know,
was,
there was
whoa.
that view where you saw how big this damn storm was. And then the other thing is, let me ask you this, because where I was in my part of, you know, Fenton High Ridge, it happened quickly. The sirens went up. I'm in my basement. I'm doing what I can. I don't remember even any rain coming along in my part. Even with this tornado, was there a lot of rain or not?
Well, it was so fast. So the answer is no, because remember I mentioned to you that both in our garage and the house, the trees knocked a hole in it, and there's really no dampness inside the house. So if it rained, it was really, really quick. So Janet got, we've signed up, and Janet got a warning from the city on her phone, I would say 5 minutes before it hit. And so she knew it was coming, and she is one of those people who takes it seriously. So she gathered up the dogs. And if really one of our dogs, unfortunately, is a storm chaser, he likes to go out and bark at the lightning. Mm-hmm. Oh, had he been out in the backyard barking at the lightning, you know, he wouldn't have made it because the tree that fell in the backyard would have squished him. So we did. I know there's, I don't know what happened with the sirens. I don't. But I do know that we did get warnings on our phone just before the storm hit, maybe 5 minutes before the storm hit. And that was meaningful to Janet anyway.
So there, and I did pick up on that. There are some questions about how many sirens went off. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so I don't know. Yes, that is a question that the news media is asking the mayor. I saw one of the live are asking the city's emergency management. I watched at one of the live news conferences, and the young lady who's the head of EMS said, you know, we don't know how many of them malfunctioned, and we're looking into that. So I took that as being at least some of them did. Again, Janet got she carries her phone like most people in her pocket, and she got the warning loud and clear on her phone, and she knew that something was bad, and she did take steps. I think she would have been fine anyway, but I do think the warning was fruitful.
And what I said about the Joplin dock, and I've been saying it for weeks, and now you've lived this, your wife has lived this, a lot of people have lived this. When you hear these sirens, you know, there's a temptation, especially here in Missouri, to kind of say, okay, yeah, here we go again. You can't do that. You cannot do that. You have to pay attention. You have to get safe. But Jeff, I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad your wife and your dogs are safe. Thank you for jumping on here with me this afternoon. I'll work on the rental contract, and I'll get that approved, and we'll see what we can work out, okay?
That sounds great. Let's get lunch, if not this week, sometime soon.
No, we'll do it. I know. I got your text. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, boys.
Wow. Thanks. Wow. I mean, it's something else, and I can't believe that it happened. Again, it happened so quickly. I heard somebody say something the other day. I don't know if there's anything to this, but because, you know, when I was in Greece in particular, you guys were getting rain all the time, and the ground being more saturated, did that make it easier for the trees to come down?
Well, several, and I was going to say two major trees are down on Holly Hills Boulevard, Mark, and they're both pulled up from the roots.
Wow. And we had even some of that where I was, you know, so we didn't have a lot of devastation. All right, look, we're a little behind the schedule already. We are going to have Dave Murray on after 4 o'clock, before Sue's News this afternoon. We have Congressman Onder waiting in the wings. I want to talk about some things relating to the big, beautiful bill and some things happening in Washington. Scott Jennings was on with Bill Maher over the weekend. That was fascinating. I got John Ziegler coming up. And we're going to wrap up the PGA Championship because I missed talking golf with Dan Reardon, no relation, last week. We're off and running here on a Monday afternoon post-tornado.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.